AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. At their latest campaign debate, sparks flew between Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders over free trade deals and the auto bailout.
Sanders attacked over Clinton's support of NAFTA and other deals, which he said have decimated manufacturing.
Disastrous trade agreements written by corporate America.
But she hit back over his vote against cash to save the auto industry.
If everybody had voted the way he did, I believe the auto industry would have collapsed.
As Sanders noted, automakers' money came from the Wall Street bailout that he could never accept. The two bickered and interrupted each other. Still, Democrats were pleased to note the clashes aired on CNN were nothing like the insult-filled shouting match that was Thursday's GOP debate. Mark Smith at the Democratic debate, Flint, Michigan.
Meanwhile, Bernie Sanders won the Democratic presidential caucuses in Maine, and Senator Marco Rubio won Puerto Rico's GOP primary. Campaigning in Idaho, he said he's a serious candidate with serious proposals.
I have real ideas about fixing our tax code, about rolling back federal regulations, about saving Social Security and Medicare, about balancing our budget.
Authorities in Northern California say a woman died after being trapped in a car that was submerged in floodwaters. Emergency crews were working to restore power to thousands of customers throughout the state after heavy wind knocked down trees and power lines. In Orinda, Amelia Wilson, whose neighborhood was cut off by fallen trees and lines, told a friend over a walkie-talkie emergency personnel have checked on her.
I haven't been out because the wires were clear across my bushes and my driveway, and the firemen were here, and they said, don't leave the house.
That tape courtesy KGO-TV. The Iditarod Trail sled dog race has started in Alaska. 85 mushers have set off from Willow, headed to Nome. This is AP Radio News. There's a shakeup at the top of the weekend movie box office. The AP's Jamie Fryer has more.
After 3 weeks at number one, Deadpool drops to third. The new number one movie is Zootopia, with nearly $74 million. That's the best opening ever for Disney Animation. London Has Fallen opens in second.
The Tina Fey comedy Whiskey Tango Foxtrot debuted in fourth. Gods of Egypt rounds out the top five. Bird lovers, the number of western snowy plover in its overwintering grounds in San Francisco has quadrupled this year. But experts say the increase doesn't mean the bird population is growing. The average count at the plover's overwintering ground in Crissy Field Wildlife Protection Area and Ocean Beach is usually between 20 and 30 birds. The San Francisco Chronicle reports in January as many as 104 plovers were counted in a single day. I'm Carlotta Bradley. AP Radio News.